ever.
Oh my God!
Freedom!
The last episode of the season ever.
This is the last time we're going to say freedom.
Say it as loud as you can.
Freedom!
Did you say it at all, Lori?
I said freedom.
You tricked me.
That was as loud as I could right then. That was as loud as I could right then.
That's like saying we're both going to streak through the cafeteria and then only I do it.
Well, that was funny though.
By the way, you still haven't put your clothes back on.
No.
In the hospital cafeteria.
Yes.
Nobody was shocked.
With your colostomy bag hanging down.
Yes.
Ay, ay, ay.
Hi, welcome
colostomy
to
bag, hang low.
Swing low, sweet colostomy bag.
Oh,
we finally hit Lauren's limit.
You know.
Hey, yeah, welcome everybody to Threedom. My name is Paul.
My name is Lauren.
My name is Scott.
And this is our final episode. Isn't that wild?
Of
final
the
episode of this
after
season.
All this
but
time,
it could be our, final,
could be our
episode
final episode
if
ever.
We are not requested to make many more.
Yes.
And so.
And who
so,
does that? Who requests that?
I think Colin.
How do people get a
Colin
hold of
Firth.
They
Colin
send him
Firth.
Colin
podcast,
Firth. Comes
they send him
to
podcasts.
Us.
They send him postcards.
That
send,
stuttering asshole, send, Colin Firth.
Well, now that was just a character.
What?
In real life, he's just that's a stammer.
I
yes,
love Colin Firth.
Who doesn't?
Oh, my God. Love Actually?
He comes to us and he says, if you.
He comes to us at night.
He comes to us at night.
My strange visitor.
Yeah, Colin
My strange Oscar-nominated visitor.
Will you make more Threedom episodes?
He needs it.
Will you make more Threedom?
The clanking of chains.
Yeah, he dresses up as a ghost for some reason.
He loves the
potato.
Podcast.
The rest.
Undigested potato.
He's making a reference to A Christmas Carol.
I know, but I don't. I knew half of it. I didn't know the potato part.
So you knew something was undigested?
No, I knew that the good clanging of the chains
could be a blot of mustard.
What is
undigested
this?
Beef?
Oh, okay. What's
something
the potato?
Of potato. Yes.
Is it? Is it a
eye of potato?
Is it
eye
a
of potato?
Toe of newt?
Potatoes have eyes.
Right?
Okay, I'm going to look up Christmas Carol potato.
Is this...
Look up Christmas Carol potato.
A witch's brew?
You may be an... You,
redneck?
You may be an
you
redneck.
Might be, you might be an
you
redneck.
You may be an
redneck. You may be an redneck.
You may be an undigested bit of beef, a blot of mustard, a crumb of cheese.
A crumb of cheese.
A fragment of underdone potato.
A fragment of underdone potato.
There's, the vision
here's
he's
the,
seeing.
The punchline.
Like,
there's more of gravy than grave
about you,
about you whatever you are.
That's nice. A burn. For a ghost?
For a ghost? Oh, shit.
It's a really...
I think you're some food I ate.
It's a convoluted
asshole.
Burn.
You're
yeah.
covered in
it's
fucking
It's a convoluted
gravy.
Burn, but the ghost gets it.
The ghost knows what he's talking
the
about.
Knows.
The ghost knows what he's talking about.
Also, he's like on the defensive now.
The ghost knows what he's talking about.
Oh, my God. It's almost time to put out my Halloween guys from Paul that
oh
once
God,
scared the hell out of me when they arrived.
Right.
It's almost time. I was going to do it today. I don't know if it's going to happen.
You Halloween guys?
Paul Halloween sent guys. Me like these.
I asked Lauren, who are your Halloween guys, and she told me,
yeah,
and I got little figurines of
they're
them.
They're like Funko Pop adjacent, but they're like little statues with big heads, and they're all these horror characters.
Classic.
Horror characters, sex workers.
They're whores, they're whores and sluts.
They're famous sex working whores.
And I put them out, and I look at them,
and I get horny,
and I love them. There's like,
who is it?
There's like Scarecrow.
Who is
who
it?
I now am more.
Wait, Scarecrow,
oh, no, it's not Scarecrow
from
it's,
Batman?
It's, no. That, I'm mixing it up because it looks like that. It's that one that has the candy. Who's like the little candy man.
What the fuck are you
not
talking
candy
about?
Man.
You know that bag guy who's like in a burlap sack and has like a big lollipop?
No.
No.
It's a scary movie.
But,
well,
Paul,
it was part
you bought
of the
this?
Set.
It's a real
it
movie?
Was, yeah.
Is it one of the strangers?
Look it up.
Oh,
look. What am I supposed to look up in
he
order to look this
He did not have
up?
A big lollipop.
Scary movie.
Bag.
Scary movie.
Candy. Man, burlap sack, lollipop.
Man,
burlap, it's all going to come together.
Burlap sack, lollipop. Okay, here we go.
Sack, is it from the movie Trick
it's
or Treat?
It's from like...
Trick or Treat.
Yeah.
I fucking called it.
And then there's like Freddy Krueger... And then there's
what
like...
What scary movie has a burlap sack head? Trick or Treat himself.
I saw someone dressed as that walking down the street around Halloween last
day.
Year, but it wasn't Halloween yet. And I was like, you're scary.
Is Trick or Treat a scary movie or is it a kid's movie?
It's a scary movie.
Oh, I
that's a
that
killer, that
it's
thing.
A sort of,
that's a
it's
killer?
A, it's a sort
yeah.
of comedy, too.
Yeah, it's kind
yeah,
of
it's
like
fun.
Spoofy.
It's a fun movie.
Or
yeah.
like, you know, slapsticky.
Spoopy.
It's spoopy doopy. Say spoopy for your spaghetti monster.
When did it come out?
It wasn't long ago.
Are you Curtis the Maniac?
It was long ago.
I'm afraid Curtis the Maniac will appear.
Curtis the Maniac. I'm scared.
And tell me, hush now, hush now.
But those are my scariest decorations. My decorations tend to skew charming
a little
and
cute. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, but they're still kind of cute because they're like little heads.
We're doing, I love a little head. I love an empty heart.
Excuse me?
Can't lose. I love a little head.
Just a little. Just a small amount.
Sick.
There was a comic that I knew in Philly.
Sick.
What, do you remember when the local news went from 11 p.m. to 10 p.m.?
My
whole world changed.
Wait, that, 11 p.m.
It used
till
like
10
when
p.m.
When I was
what
a kid,
would they do between 10 p.m. and 11
Scott,
p.m.?
You simply don't understand.
Okay.
They moved the news from 11 p.m. to 10 p.m.
What did you think he said?
That it went from 11 p.m.
It started
p.m.
at 11 p.m. and then it goes all the way to 10
p.m. the next day.
And they take one hour off to sleep.
And they moved to do this.
Yeah, yeah. They moved.
Wait, so it moved from 11
Like when I was a kid, local news was 6 and 11.
And we liked it that way.
And we liked it that way.
We would schedule our whole day around
it. 6 is like you're getting home from work. 11's like, you should be asleep, Dad.
Yeah.
Why are you watching the news right now?
Yeah, because he finally has a moment of peace.
But 11's too late.
It's not too late when you consider you have to get the kids to bed. Then you have to wait for your fucking wife to go to bed.
Oh.
And then it's like, okay, let's watch
now
what happened today.
This is my domain, my castle.
Let's see the current day's events.
I can watch the news.
I watched the fucking news the other day for the first time. I watched live TV for the first time in a long time. Mm. And I watched something at 10 p.m. and at 11 the news came on. And I could not believe how far it's fallen. Like, the lead story was coyote attacked a dog in the backyard.
Oh, no, because they're doing news all damn day. So they just need whatever they can get at that point.
And it was just like a video that someone posted on Twitter.
Yeah. Local news in Chicago is depressing.
I mean, back when we were watching, it was at least someone got murdered somewhere or something like that. But now it's just like a dog was attacked. And then they did all angles of it.
They showed it?
They showed it. And then they, like, the reporter went out and talked to the woman, like, did all, you know, all this just for
Did they talk to the coyote?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You should interview the
person. He's like, I'm not sorry. I'd do it again.
I don't want to interrupt you for once.
I appreciate that.
So what are you going to say more?
So there was a committee.
Because if not, I have something I was going to talk about.
So there was the local Fox affiliate, their slogan was when they made the move from, they were the first ones to do it, I remember, locally. They moved from 11 to 10, and their slogan was, an hour of news, an hour ahead.
Mm.
So you were like, you felt like you were getting the jump.
You got it ahead of everyone else.
Yes. But there was a comedian, he's a very nice guy. But he had a joke that was about that was dependent on his speech pattern. And it's the only way it worked. He's like, you know, like a thick accent. He's like, hey, you know, I'm watching Fox News and they say they're going to go earlier. And they say an hour of news, an hour ahead. And I'm thinking, doesn't sound bad. An hour of news, an hour ahead. So that you would be getting head for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I
got
see.
It. I chuckled and chortled.
Which it works if the phrase was an hour of.
Right. An hour news.
An hour ahead.
An hour of news. An hour
of
head.
Yeah. That, what, I mean, would you like an hour of head?
An hour.
Would you watch an hour of news if that meant you would get an hour of head?
I just can't have this fucking conversation.
You can't.
Yeah, I can't. Unless I bring it up.
If it comes out of your brain, it's okay.
It's fine.
Right. I control the filth faucet.
If you say it's disgusting.
By the way, you are the one who started when he said a little head. You're the one who...
You reacted as fast as I.
Sure, but...
begged me to tell that story, Lauren. Don't forget. It's on tape.
Please don't start when the guy said that.
And then please break it down whether you would want an hour
of talk about it, please. Don't include me. Just make it about that.
Well, head is for men and women.
I know, but you were looking at him.
Now.
And it was about him. And I didn't want to be a part of it, okay?
Why can't I have some fun?
You can. Do whatever you want.
An hour is too much.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the limit?
What is this? High school? No, take 2 minutes. I'm just kidding.
So now you're in.
Wait. You had something.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have something.
Okay, well,
I have nothing.
I have one of our most revered segments.
Oh, well, I guess Lawrence I sort topics? Of do too. Reality recap, yeah.
Reality
well,
because
I sort of do too,
yeah.
But this is kind of more...
Is this Lawrence topics?
No, this is a reality recap.
Reality recap, yeah.
It's
this I've is been, what we, you had before we said.
Yeah, because you were
recap.
Talking about that coyote eating that dog, and that made me think about how we Mike and I have been watching.
That's a show now.
Two coyotes eat one dog.
Coming up,
it's an hour long. Perfect for a blowjob.
perfect to watch perfect, while you're getting
perfect
dead.
For a single blowjob.
We're watching
the bear too short for a blowjob. I've always said that.
Where we're addicted, positively addicted to the show Alone, which has been pitched to me many times by Mandzukas, Mary, a lot of people I know.
So now like, people have to pitch you shows?
They're just telling me, oh, you got to watch this. And it's come up enough times. And then some of their friends mentioned it.
And this is about
like,
going to the bank
start.
And getting
it's
like a small
alone.
Business loan?
It's called Alone, A-L-O-N-E, and then these people are survivalists.
They go and buy themselves to get loans?
Yes. And it's really hard because nobody is negotiating with you.
Their grandma?
Grandma, help me get this loan.
No, they go.
He's a good boy. He'll pay it back.
So we started with season 6 because the internet said that was like one of the most exciting seasons.
Don't
so
you
we,
want to start slow
you,
and then work up to it?
Oh,
because now
hey,
nothing will
internet.
Match season 6.
No, we just watched. We're watching past that now. Mm. Basically,
I see.
Season 6, it's on Hulu, but people are surviving alone in the Arctic
and
for as long as they can.
Oh.
And they're all in different places.
So what
places.
Is it, like 45 minutes before they tap out?
No, I mean, these people go a long time. Some people don't last long.
Because they're not naked. They're clothed and alone.
They are clothed and alone.
How clothed?
Warm winter clothes.
But like... Underneath G-strings?
Yeah, they have G-strings underneath and titty tassels. And it's so...
And that's mandatory.
And so you only see that when they're
men
changing.
Men
and women.
They're clothes.
Yes, there we go.
But it's really great. And one person wins at the end, but they don't know if they're being...
Oh, so it's a group of people.
They're all in separate places. They have no idea what's going on with anyone else.
Okay.
And you're just trying to go as long as
Wait,
you can
so,
go.
So do when the second to last person drops out, do they tell the first person like, oh, hey, that person dropped out? Or do they just see how... Do they never
go,
tell them?
They go, no, they don't make them go too long. They just go right when that person leaves. They go over to
so
them
mad.
And they
I
announce.
Think it would be funny to, like someone drops out 3 days in and then another
well,
guy goes 27
be,
days.
It honestly like, might be a couple days later because one of the things that happens is they bring out a member of their family to surprise them and say like, you won.
Oh.
And, so
and that's always a surprise even though there's multiple seasons?
Well, I've only seen the ending of one season, so okay. I don't know.
Hmm.
But the surprise would be you don't know that they're coming because you don't know that you won.
Right.
So like you're hoping every day that that would happen to you, but it's probably not going to. So you just have to keep working, shooting beavers. So fucking now we're on season
beavers?
9.
Keeping working, shooting beavers.
Now they're in
oh, beavers.
Canada somewhere in season 9.
What did you think
I thought it was beavers,
said?
Like the baloneyverse.
Oh, but the best part of the show, I just need to say
the
one
baloneyverse.
Thing.
That's what they would call the world of the show Alone.
Is B movie
the Baloneyverse?
Is B movie about baloney?
Yeah,
I started watching that recently with Holly.
So this is the first
started
series
watching.
In our Baloneyverse.
But wait,
called
wait,
Balone.
Wait, wait, wait. So
yes.
They're all people who are like really good at doing this. Like they're either like a teacher of survival or they've lived like this in different parts of their life or whatever, where they have to hunt. And so they only have a few tools. Hunt. They have like,
and wait, and they can do it.
They can do it.
They
have bows and arrows. Sometimes they have bows and arrows.
Come on, man. You can't, it can't be
come
every
on.
Word.
Yes. When it comes to Lauren,
is this our last episode? You're trying to like squeeze him in.
Yeah. Yep. Get it all out there. So anywho, it's kind of great though. Cause like, so they're eating like this fucking stuff.
Great. Like Alexander the
they'll
Great.
They'll kill. This guy kills like
why do you kill?
A mole rat or something. Like Ooh, something really gross.
A mole rat?
Yeah.
Oh my
Kevin Smith.
God.
Now I'm doing it intentionally.
It's a tiny Kevin.
Yeah, no kidding.
He kills a tiny Kevin Smith. And he cooks it up, and he's like one of the most impressive guys. He makes this amazing like shelter, and he looks like the guy from Stranger Things who like takes in 11. I haven't seen that show beyond for season one, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
he's now
David
in Grand
Harbor.
Thank you. He kind of looks like him. He's like just seems really like tough and like he's got it all together. And he eats this fucking like muskrat whatever, and then he's literally 2 hours later, he's like, oh, like, and there, it happens. Like, it started to become our catchphrase for this show is, oh my God. Like, anytime someone eats something, like, this is so good. This is so good. And then an hour later, he's like dying of like food, like serious parasites in his stomach.
So he eats beaver for an hour, and what happens?
Wow. Oh, Scott.
Wow.
How dare you?
Wow.
So every single person who eats something.
Basically,
gets
you start to think that that's what's going to happen every time because it happens a lot. It doesn't always mean they go home, but like they feel so ill that they're like dealing with this and you're just watching them throw up for like a long time.
Jesus.
It's crazy.
So why are they getting so sick? Is it because they're.
Sometimes there's stuff in there. Like you can't guarantee that it's like a clean animal. Like it's like they're doing their best. But...
Yeah, they're not on a farm.
Yeah, yeah.
These animals are
they're eating
riddled
all sorts
with
of stuff
parasites.
And a lot of times it goes well, but like they're eating squirrels and so gross.
Can they bring food if they want?
No.
Yeah, but they can. You're allowed
here's
to bring
my question
one
for you. How long
dinner.
Would you last?
Not like one meal?
Minute?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I would be 1 minute. I would bring 10 candy bars. I'd eat them all. It would be my 10 things that I would bring.
I'd bring 55 candy bars. I'd eat
them all in 1 minute.
I can see myself actually bursting into tears and being asked to go home.
Asked.
And asking to go
you
home.
You have to tap out. You have to call on your walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they would call you and they'd say you have to go home.
Like as soon as the chopper starts flying away. No, I made a mistake.
You didn't tell me the chopper was leaving.
I don't have a tent. They have to
they
build.
Don't have tents?
They have a tarp. They have to build their shelter.
Oh, they have a tarp.
They make it out of like.
Oh, well, it's easy.
No, they're amazing. They
you
make,
didn't mention the tarp. Yeah, I've stayed.
Yeah, I would do that.
21 days?
They're all chopping wood and making like log cabins and stuff. It's like amazing. But the season six was they have to stay as long as they can and they win $500,000. Season.
Oh, you didn't mention that either.
No, it's really good money.
8 months.
Season nine, they have.
Oh, wait, it's for money?
To
I could
stay
do anything.
100 days. So they have to reach
Dang,
that point. The first season six
days.
Guy, didn't, I won't say, but the people who were there were not lasting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. 100 days. I could do it. How
you
much?
Should do it.
100 days
it.
Is
I'm
a
leaving.
Really
you should
long
do it right
time.
Now.
Okay, yeah. Bye.
Wow. He called my bluff.
Right.
Well, Lauren, what else is going on?
That's what I'm watching.
Do you feel like Scott
Did
was the person that connected us and now we have nothing to talk
exactly.
about?
Exactly.
Hi, everyone. Yeah. Did you miss me?
Who the fuck?
Who
Scott?
Is that?
Is
it's
it
me.
You?
I shrunk myself.
Why?
Squish him.
You did it yourself?
You didn't say not to.
You didn't say not. I have to always say not to shrink yourself.
Yeah.
That seems like that's a lot of work for everyone else except you.
Sorry, but I did it.
But
Whee!
Do I have to say not to do everything else that I don't want you to do?
Okay, listen.
Don't I want him
don't,
to do?
Don't be gigantic.
Uh-oh.
Good catch. Wait, that's your next port of call?
Yep.
Gigantic?
Port of call.
So what's
listen,
your reality
like Bad
recap?
Lieutenant.
Are you done with Vanderpump yet?
We are... I am.
I noticed you sent me a sent me a video, and it seemed to be from this season.
Yes, we
You're
made
done.
It to season 10. We made it, of course, to first. We made it to a major milestone. That's a Bitcoin.
Yeah,
which was not quite the way Scott delivered it.
In wow, the, not a great
was,
impression. You're saying.
Was I correct though that later they would make more out of it in the
no,
editing?
It's always the same
it's
thing.
It's always the exact same thing?
Yeah, they didn't like auto-tune
that's
his
That's a Bitcoin.
No, he just goes, that's a Bitcoin.
Yeah,
look,
I saw
still
it.
It's horrible.
I saw it. I didn't know what you were, I yeah. didn't know what that means.
Because when Scott does, he goes, that's a Bitcoin.
Yeah, he makes it much more
it's
like.
The child catcher.
So I'm wrong and bad, is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
you're wrong and bad.
So we have finally, we know what Scandoval is.
Thank God, because that's the only thing I know.
So were you shocked when Scandoval happened?
Well, obviously we were going into it looking for signs of what it would be.
Right.
Right.
And which they then had to edit
were
into
you
the
right?
later episodes of the show.
Yes.
Were you right?
I had two possibilities and one of them was right. It was not specifically that person.
Oh. So you knew
not, you're not protecting anyone.
You knew it had to be Sandoval.
Say the names.
I knew Sandoval was involved.
Probably because of the name Scandoval.
That was my first clue. And I was like, it can't be that easy.
Yeah.
And then it turned out it was.
Do your own research.
But I did call that he had an affair that was like an off-camera affair.
Nice. Did you think it was with the producer or something?
I thought it was maybe somebody that we had not, somebody right. that was not involved in the show.
Right.
But I knew it was something, I knew it had to be something slimy. I thought it was either that or that he fucked over his business partner.
Oh,
I remember
okay.
somebody,
but
like,
he will never do that.
Made a thing that was like comparing it. If you don't watch the show,
mm-hmm.
it's like if Obama was secretly having an affair with Joe Biden. That's how close
or like
it
if,
was.
If
like,
Bill,
it's yeah. like
if Bill Clinton had an affair with an intern or something.
Oh my God, that would be insane.
An intern who was a great friend of Hillary Clinton's.
What if they were best friends?
But anyway.
That's as bad as Scandoval. Yeah.
It is. So we.
So you're done. Happy?
We're not completely done. We are halfway through the second reunion
Paul.
Episode. And okay. then
the third.
We will move on to the third. And then we'll be all caught up with America.
And then what are you
going to
do?
Yeah.
Watch other TV shows.
Really?
Yeah. We really put the time in. We would call
you
it
did
going
a good
to
job.
Work. And we would say back to work.
I watched a TV show that I won't promote. And I'll tell you what it was later. But I was really enjoying it. And then the ending of the season was in the middle of a climactic moment where, which is how the show had been working at the end of every episode. Like, oh, big thing happens. Then you want to keep watching.
Yeah.
And it just ended. And then I'm like, you're not going to get another season. Or it's going to be 2 years till I get to see what happens next.
TV shows, enough with the trying to tease a future
give
season.
Give me like some sort of ending. And then I will want more.
Yes.
But I'm like still like... Just give me some sort of like, and
I'm
then this happened.
Remember. I think like early on in Vanderpump, there was either like at the end of the second or third season, it definitely ended like a series finale where they're like, it doesn't look good for us. And then it all worked out.
Yeah.
But it was like the way they're reminiscing or whatever.
Every narrative like, TV show does that now where it's like they end a season without resolving the story they've been telling.
Yeah.
It's like, resolve this one story. Maybe give a hint or something like
right.
that.
Right, have something like, oh, well, there's more where
but,
this came
from.
Yeah,
it could go, but it's better when it's more like justified seasons where it just ends the story you're telling and then like the next season you can pick up on a new story.
Oh, I've never seen Justified.
Oh, it's so good. And this new...
I haven't seen the new one yet.
The new one's great.
Ugh, what happened?
I just got a shiver.
Are you all right? You got a shiver?
I got like a
okay, we need to take a break because Paul got a shiver.
Let's get a blanket.
Okay, we're back. Why did you put a wallet in my mouth?
I really wanted to make sure that you weren't going to bite off your tongue. So
I was not going to. I had a tickle in my ear. And
I'm sorry.
Gave me a shiver.
Let me take two because I wanted to see time fly.
Fuck. So good. God damn it. Lauren.
Lauren's texting.
Because I wasn't ready.
Wouldn't be freedom if Lauren wasn't texting.
Oh, that's not true. That's not true at all. I'm always extremely present. Who cares?
Who cares? Welcome back to the show.
Oh, my God.
Welcome back.
I've just been looking at pictures of Sam from Trick or Treat. That's his name, Sam.
Oh, that's his name.
That's his name,
Sam.
That little guy.
Yeah.
Well, now when I put him out, I'll say, hi, Sam.
I may have mentioned this on the show before, but this is one of those non-musical earworms that you get sometimes. Is a friend of mine said out of nowhere, my friend Buddy Fitzpatrick, and I think I've told this on the show before, but it's spooky season is upon us. And so I'll tell it again.
It's spooky.
Spoopy season is upon us.
What
this is pretty spoopy.
Is spoopy just cute spooky? Is that what that is?
I think so.
Yeah.
I've never heard spoopy.
Spoopy. It's a very internet slang.
It's very internet
it's
slang.
It's giving internet.
If you're talking about Josh the Stabber, you might say that's spoopy. It's a creepy spoopy.
It's a spoopy spaghetti.
It's a spoopy pasta.
It's a spoopy spaghetti.
It's a spoopy spaghetti.
I understand now.
It's a creepy deepy.
But one time my friend Buddy said out of nowhere... Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Freddy Krueger.
He was introducing you.
And that was it. It was like a British accent. Who, where, what's the situation?
Ladies and gentlemen,
Mr. Freddy Krueger.
Honestly, that's what I would be doing if I was on alone. Because like you, sometimes,
oh my God.
Sometimes they do like a little funny thing to the camera. I'm like, all I would be doing is being like, until I just died.
Just a skeleton.
You wouldn't be allowed to sing. I was reading a Mark
McGrath. You aren't allowed to sing?
No, I was reading a Mark McGrath interview.
Wow.
About Big Brother. And of course, you know, because of the copyright stuff. So, Paul, you wouldn't be able to say 2 minutes later. You wouldn't
but you
be
can
able
make
to
up
do
your own songs.
A coma.
Fuck.
You can make up your own songs.
You
it's true.
Might
and
be
I would.
Able to. I think they may just come in case it has the same melodies as another one. They may just come in and go, don't, no singing.
Speaking of making up your own songs.
Yeah. You have a new birthday song?
Yes.
So, because we've all been waiting, we were sick.
We were waiting.
I've opened a chain restaurant,
yeah.
And we first order of business: make our own birthday song.
Do you,
you don't know
like
the menu or anything like
this
that.
This is sort of a thing that people do a lot, almost like being like, "No one wants to hear your dreams." People like to go like. The happy birthday song is not a good song. It's like everyone's just singing low notes. Don't you feel like it's like a thing that people are constantly saying now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my favorite things about happy. By the way, I like happy birthday as long as it's not directed at me.
Oh, sure. Okay. It's
always
offensive.
Uncomfortable and weird.
Yeah.
It's offensive.
You can say happy birthday to whoever you want. Just don't say it to me.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't
in this house, we don't like happy birthday directed at me.
But everyone's like, happy birthday.
But I love, what is better than when people start too high? That's the best.
Happy birthday to
you. Yeah. And then everybody's trying to get up there.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
You need to have one professional singer at every party.
Oh. So here's this song. You know, Brian Jordan Alvarez.
Yeah. Okay, this has been ruining my life because it's in my head so much.
It's in my, but I love it.
Well, it's really funny, but I'm
I
saying,
love it so
you
much.
Know when a song will not
As of this recording, there have been so many covers of it.
Yeah.
There's, of course, the song called Sitting by his character, TJ Maxx.
You know, that name is so funny.
And I just want to, you know what? In case nobody's heard it, I just want to play it for everybody.
Here. Plug it in.
Plug it in. Plug it in.
In.
You
plug
it in.
Plug it in. Plug it in. Every plug you do.
Sirim. Sirim is the opposite of standim. Sirim is the opposite of running around. Sirim is a wonderful thing to do.
Because you're sirim. Sirim is the opposite of running on your head. Sirim is the opposite of hanging from a barbell. Sirim is a wonderful thing to do.
I got one thing to say.
Look at, see the face.
But you know.
The sirim is actually good because you deserve to relax. It's kind of like a nap.
It's kind of like something else. It is actually just sitting.
Sitting is the opposite of standing. Sitting is the opposite of running around.
He has a Snapchat filter on.
I love a good song that ends with.
But there was one like cartoon that I think maybe you posted today that was like. Somebody staring off into space. Like he's been like this
yes.
for years. We don't know what the last thing he saw was. And then it was just like, and then my whole morning was just that.
Yeah. I'm singing. I
Mike
can't
loves
stop
it so much.
It.
He thinks it's the best.
It's incredible.
It's hilarious.
It's incredible.
I've heard it once.
I go mad when things get in my head, though.
I go mad.
I go absolutely mad.
Do you go mad when things are in your head?
Things.
Speaking
things.
Of songs, Matt has sent us.
Matt has sent us.
Matt has sent
us many song.
Praise Matt. He sent us many song.
You made a request for
yes,
Oh No
that's
songs.
Right.
Oh my God. People did it.
So I was looking for a seamless transition into speaking of
it.
Songs.
This is it.
Guess what? We don't have access to these songs.
What?
I need to request access to them.
So
request
just, him?
Access.
I've just texted him, hey, give us access to these songs.
Come on, dude. Man, our producer.
How,
it's a Dropbox. Apparently, they changed every.
They did because I was trying to
Dropbox
get access to the
so,
links he sent me.
So yeah, in
we're
any
flying
case,
blind here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we can't access Dropbox,
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
And what do you? I mean, we're look. I don't want to give away our location, but
Mars.
We're in a blimp on Mars.
But I will give away what day it is. It's a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Matt better be by his computer on a Sunday afternoon,
if he's
or else
not
I will flip
at
the fuck.
Home.
Do you think he's at Mass? He might be at Mass.
He might be. UMass?
If he's not at home University waiting for us. Now, am I wrong or did Matt have some news? Let me see if
Lawrence Topics, Matt has news.
I think I saw this.
In a special Lawrence
he
Topics,
got engaged.
Matt Apodaca does a takeover.
Now, he got engaged. I didn't see this. This was August 14th. I need to put a like on it and I need to comment on it right now. Matt's engaged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To us.
No.
To the three of us.
Well, I didn't see it. So he's engaged to the three of us?
Yeah.
There's a beautiful woman in the photo, so I don't know who.
That's the combination of the three of us.
He bought the ring from her.
Oh, we look good.
Yes. He went to the mall. He got a composite made. That's what she looked like.
Can you imagine how beautiful we would be if there was a combination of the
three of
us?
Yeah.
We were at my gym today with our daughter, and one of our friends was remarking there has never been like a more clear combination of two people with her. You know, it's just like very... Very, you
very
know,
cut
a lot,
and dry.
A lot of kids, it's like, oh, you look so much like your mom or you look so much like your dad. Yeah. It's just a very like half and half.
Yeah.
Like Maya Hawke.
Yeah, exactly.
She's more Uma.
No.
Okay.
Wrong.
She's more Oprah.
Uh-uh.
I
didn't
love
happen.
Ethan Hawke.
False.
I'll keep going.
We made it up.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to keep clicking on this and hope nope.
We made that one up. That one was fake. Nope. Didn't happen.
You fell for
false.
It.
False.
Stupid. Idiot. We got you. You fool.
Yeah.
Scott, what's going
on? What's going
over
on,
there?
Buddy? You okay?
Hey, buddy. You okay?
I'm all right.
So you went to my gym? You run around in the little ball pit or what's going on?
Yeah, I don't even bring her anytime.
The name of the place is My Gym?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know it should be Our Gym.
It's a little gym for the babies.
Yeah, who's the My in this situation?
Maya Hawke.
It's Maya Hawke's gym.
Maya Gym.
Maya Gym. It's Mario's gym.
But
it's a me.
Do you have Maya Gym. Do you have friends who signed up at the same time as you intentionally, or is this a coincidence that you saw?
Well, there were some friends that we tested it out. Because you can take two classes before you sign up. So we tested it out at the same time. And then we went around telling other friends, hey, test it out. And so now there's a big group of like five of us.
Nice.
Five couples.
And me. I go there.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just like babies.
It's my gym.
Yeah. Oh, it's your gym. You just go there and work out.
I get so mad. These fucking kids just like goofing around.
While you're
stuff,
on the rowing machine.
Hey.
It's dangerous.
Wipe that down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
So we went 2 days in a row because we missed a couple of weeks. So we did a makeup class. So we've been 2 days in a row. She gets very excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's so cute.
Now when we go to the car, I think she knows we're going to my gym because that's the only place we ever go.
But sometimes you go into the vet.
Yep.
And then she gets...
Well, you have to mix it up so that she's not scared every
time. Well, no,
she gets her anal glands expressed.
We have to start going to the dentist now.
We took her to the dentist.
Don't get
how'd it.
How'd
it go?
I actually have a great dentist for you.
Okay.
I've heard negative stories from other places, so I'll send you the information if you're...
So you have one good story to balance it out?
Well...
So you went
place,
despite all these terrible stories.
No, I went to the place that had a lot of positive stories from people, but they had also... Like, the group that I'm in also recommended, like, this other place that some people were saying hit or miss with certain people. And then my friend went and had to this other place and had a horrible experience with her child where they're like pinning him down and like wouldn't stop when he was screaming and stuff. And it was very traumatizing to them. And the place that I took Holly was delightful. She had a great time. She talks about it all the time.
Really? She wants to go back.
She like thinks it's great. Like it was like they have a TV on the ceiling playing Bluey so when the kid's laying back.
That's good.
And the parent holds the child.
But I could just put a TV on my own ceiling and play Bluey. So.
But are you going to clean her teeth?
You freak.
And then the dentist and his wife, it's like a husband and wife, and
they
were like singing.
They kiss and make out.
They were singing songs the whole time and like while he's cleaning her teeth. I have a really funny video of it. But she's just kind of like, huh? And then like she got a toy at the end and she was so happy.
Oh, wow. So she did not like the first time we brushed her teeth.
Yeah.
And then I showed her that I would do it with my own brush. I would go brush, 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 brush. And then she would smile. And so now she likes it. She gets very excited when it comes out. And she brushes her teeth.
Yeah.
But so we're trying to do that with a dentist. My mom was telling me the other day that I just hated any dentist or doctor or anything. But I was wondering this, Paul, do you feel this way?
Oh, I'm on the spot here.
Because we're the same age. This is the reason I direct this to you.
Same age.
It might be the same thing
I'm
for you, Lauren.
I'm open to hear what it is.
But I feel a lot of literature when we were kids and a lot of TV shows, like they had a lot of stuff about the dentist and the doctor, like getting shots and getting cavities drilled.
Yeah.
And it instilled like a fear of these places.
Yeah.
When really you're just going to get like, you know, your teeth cleaned or stuff that doesn't really hurt all that much most of the time.
Yeah. But I mean, but then as a kid, you do get cavities and then it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
And you go to the doctor.
I never had a cavity until I was 27 or something.
Well, good for you. Good for you.
So why was I so afraid where I was like, my mom would have to bribe me?
Well, some people $50,000. Just get scared of the tools in your mouth and all that stuff. It's kind of like, it's kind of creepy.
It sucks.
Yeah. I don't like it going. It sucks.
I don't like going.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I remember as a kid, we had a dentist as a kid who did not, I remember him drilling my tooth.
Drill, baby, drill.
And it hurt so much because I don't think he gave me anesthetic.
Oh.
I think maybe he was going to, and then maybe I fought against having a needle put in my mouth. I don't know, but I do remember, or maybe he did and it didn't take. I mean, all I can remember is the fucking crazy pain of having my tooth drilled into.
That's horrible.
It was insane.
My mom had to get a root canal when she was pregnant with me, so she couldn't have any.
Oh no!
Whatever. Booze.
She couldn't wait.
Novocaine.
9 months.
I think it was essential.
That's fucking rough.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Yow.
Yeah.
Why don't you? How far along?
I don't know. It's just a story I've heard that just was what had to happen.
To make you feel bad.
Yeah.
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 And it works.
Yeah.
Every time you see her, mommy, I'm so sorry
about you. Yeah. I just licked the mic. I'm sorry.
So, but Holly liked it so much. She
talks about it all the time. She's always like dentist, and like we have like little flossers that they recommended.
Well, that's
for her.
The thing is, are they like the disposable ones?
Yeah, it's like a plastic.
So they say that we have to start doing this now.
I know, which seems so extreme. I'm like, as a kid, that
Kulap is like, well, you have to do it because I won't be able to do it. And I'm like, I don't know if I feel like if it, I just show her me doing it once, she'll go, oh,
the
okay.
And
I don't know.
Honestly, I mean, you don't have to go to this dentist, but I just felt that it was a really
it
good
sounds
experience.
Like
and I
it's
hear
mandatory?
A lot of negative.
You don't have to go to this dentist, but you can't stay.
People
here.
Just have like, and I mean, this like. Right, Facebook moms group and like the stories of the dentist can be so horrible that like this one is all positive and my experience is really positive, so that's all I can say.
Okay,
but,
there you go.
It
seemed early to me, but then
we didn't take her till she was two. But
because this
can go.
This New York Times article, the old gray lady, it said 4 months after they get their first teeth and Emmy's had
or by a year. Eye exam at a year. We haven't done
really?
That yet. But
what, you know, those videos of like the baby having the glasses put on for the first time.
Yeah.
And then they always
and the hearing aid.
And they always smile.
Yeah.
I would love to see one where
it's like, ooh, ugly.
Like, ugh.
My parents are ugly.
Maybe rips them off. I don't want to see this stupid world.
Yeah, but it feels like a lot of this stuff is happening a lot earlier than I ever knew it to. Maybe they were recommending things that early, but people just didn't do it. I'm like, when I was a kid, you didn't go to the dentist till you were...
I
at least in school,
I don't feel like
I was going.
Well, we were talking about that with my mom and my mom, you know, just all the stuff we're doing. She's like, yeah, we never did any of that. And you slept in the crib with blankets and you were on your tummy, you know, all this. And she goes, and you're still alive.
Stats weren't great
out of luck.
Yeah. You
know? She goes, yeah, you're right. Your dad's one of the guys he was in Vietnam with, their baby died while he was in Vietnam and he couldn't go back and all this kind of stuff. So it's like,
babies fighting in Vietnam.
I know. Well, it was that important.
It was the time.
Also,
you know?
President Nixon.
President Nixon.
What if David Bowie in that song had done a President Nixon impersonation?
President Nixon. You think that's David Bowie's President Nixon impression?
Yeah, probably. Well, what do you think David Bowie's President Nixon impression would be?
I'd like to do an impression right now. This is the American president, Richard Nixon.
Sounds like a ghost.
I am not a crook.
Warhol. Warhol.
Are you saying Warhol?
You know how he says
Andy Warhol.
The song Andy Warhol, he's like, it's Warhol. Yeah. Warhol.
Oh, I guess I didn't know that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I guess I didn't know that.
During the intro.
Freddy Krueger.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Freddy Krueger.
Mr. Freddy Krueger!
He's just playing a piano. He's like,
with his knives.
Once again, Freddy Krueger.
Do you think it's easier to play piano with knives than it is with fingers?
Yes.
That's the cheat code.
Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah, obviously.
Knives are thinner.
Yeah.
Well, also playing
so
with...
So I can get in those cracks, because most of the really good notes are right in between those keys.
Yeah.
If you play... we aren't able to get those.
Because our fingers are too fat. Yes.
If you play with forks, you can play so many more notes at the same time.
But use a spoon, because you'll want to get every drop.
Yeah, obviously. Oh, Matt has...
tagline.
Matt has written something. New link for the Oh No songs.
Yay.
And I click on it, and here they are. Are we ready?
I am.
I'd love to hear.
Here we go. This is by Cole Mapstone. Cole Mapstone. I don't know what these are. I don't know why.
Oh, no.
That's Sweet. Good. That was really good.
So you sang,
so
you sang
show,
this the other day?
He sang it, and he said he wanted people to add music to it, right?
Yes. Okay, so it could replace the current Oh No 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 by the Shangri-Las.
Okay, got it. All right, this is by John... This is too long. Johnny 2K, a.k.a. John... I don't know. Exactly.
Come on, man.
All right, here we go.
Sort of unexpected.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now imagine that being played over a toddler dropping an ice cream cone.
Yeah. Yeah. Do we have another one?
Oh yeah, we have probably
more.
Five more. This is submitted by Joe.
Okay.
This is by Joe.
Just to go ahead and
Joe. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. No no.
Honestly, that would be very funny on a video.
It's kind of hopeful.
That's just
the
me chatting.
Fuck?
He kept in a little bit of the
chat. He kept
studio
in a little
chatter.
Bit of the chat.
Yeah.
Okay. Now this is submitted by Philip Emiot.
Mm. Oh no.
Short really and sweet. Good. I like that.
I liked the little higher pitched.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
This is
yes.
submitted by Lauren.
Lauren,
Uh-oh.
You didn't.
Oh, did I learn Pro Tools or whatever it would take? Really unsettling. I feel like you're in the bathroom
Lauren,
doing something bad.
That was exactly the phrase that was in my mind. Unsettling.
An unconventional take by Lauren. This is submitted by Zach.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. No, no, no.
That's my favorite so far.
I'm
I like
amazed
that
by people, you know?
I know.
It's really impressive.
Is there more?
Last one. Submitted by Matthew Brown. Here we go.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. No, 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 no.
You have your white stockings
I like that one
on
too.
Your heeled shoes.
Matthew Brown, by the way.
What?
Because you're in like the Marie Antoinette moment.
Oh, well, you're in the Marie Antoinette moment.
It's got a
and
vibe.
And this is you're wearing white stockings on your
heeled
shoes.
You know, you're going like this. You're going like this, and you have your powdered wig.
Yeah. Did you ever see The Great?
Puttered wig.
It's a puttered wig, and you're wearing your white stockings with your heeled shoes. And these are what we call the Marie Antoinette moments. hey, all of those were great.
Those are great.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Good job, everyone.
Matthew
Good
Brown,
job.
By the way, parenthetical, a composer.
Oh, pardon me all the hell.
So some people are just hobbyists. Some people do
yeah,
it for
no,
work.
This that was a professional.
Somebody over there. Somebody over here. Somebody over there.
Little bit of this.
Little bit of that.
Little bit of this.
Well, that was delightful.
That was delightful.
Was
Thanks
delightful.
So much.
Thank you, everybody.
Paul, do you have a new song to for people to work on in between seasons here?
That's a good question. What's used to, I mean, beyond that, what I hear a lot is you've got a friend in me with any two creatures together.
There's
that
in
song
me.
That's kind of a new song.
Just but, dropped.
Like, she my little
an
boo
hour
thing.
Ago?
Oh, I'll play it for you.
Wait, here we go. Oh, yeah. So I'll give a hoot what you do, say, girl, I know you a little too tight. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you follow something fresh, I know. You know, have you heard that one? I have heard that one.
All right.
I haven't heard it.
It's cute.
It's so, cute.
I like it. It's a fun song. When I put it on, Holly's like, yeah!
It seems like something she would like.
Yeah. Does she scream to music? Is that
she likes certain? She'll dance and she's really into like shaking her booty. It's a kind of a funny thing.
Well, thanks so much for those. We're gonna take a break, and when we come back, the final three-ter of the season,
and maybe ever.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Oh no!
Lord, don't go backwards.
Oh no.
We'll be right back.
And we're back.
And look, very quickly, here's another song that people can work on.
Okay.
If they want to. This is to replace Randy Newman singing You've Got a Friend in Me.
Okay. Not to replace Randy Newman. We love that Randy
He's
Newman is still with us.
No, I don't have that power. But if I did... Let me tell you
something.
You'd
be gone.
There would be a lot of people.
What's going on with that short people song?
What's
going on?
From 1979.
It's coming back around.
I'm just wondering what. It's obviously a joke, but I'm like,
yes.
But why? Like, I just am curious why he wrote that.
It's like I think it's a satirical take on, like, we keep finding new reasons to hate people.
Oh, okay.
Yes. A satirical take on bigotry in that it's just a random thing. It doesn't make any sense to hate people for these reasons.
Yeah.
And he's saying, what if you just hated short people for being short?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he's right.
It made people hate short people.
Yep.
Well, he describes them with like beady eyes and like.
Yeah. They got tiny little voices going beep, beep, beep. That's a burn. All right. Oh, no, I think they have tiny little cars that go beep, beep, beep. Tiny little voices going peep, peep, peep.
Ah.
Lauren's loving it.
Great, great song.
All right, so this is a song that would replace You've Got a Friend in Me.
Yes.
And people would put it retroactively into Toy Story as well.
I mean, I would like that.
Yeah.
But I'm not asking money to go that far.
That's hard to do.
But there was that kid who edited Toy Story
3
to make it look like the toys died and showed it to his mom
so
on
that
Christmas
kid,
Day.
What? Can anyone
do you
get
not know?
No.
It's so funny.
You know where the part in the middle of Toy Story 3 where they're in the trash compactor or whatever and they're about to burn up? A kid, they rented it from Blockbuster or whatever, and then they watched it one night, and then the mom didn't have time. She's like, well, I'll watch it tomorrow. So they edited it where it just fades out right as they're about to burn up, and it
goes to credits.
Goes to credits, directed by, and then they filmed her watching this.
And you hear the mom say, like,
what?
That's the end?
That's the end?
What?
Why would they do that?
And they keep bringing it up and they keep filming her. She's like, that was a weird movie.
At the end? What? That's so strange.
Have you seen this thing that I posted that's like girls asking their boyfriends how often they think about the Roman Empire?
Somebody else. I saw somebody else post that.
It's so funny to me because like all the guys are like, once a week.
Every day. And now.
Every other day.
It makes me scared because it's like, I been thinking about the Roman Empire and I'm not aware of it?
I have to ask my dad because I bet you he'll say every day.
Are the guy?
I just feel like it's going to be
it's
every day.
So
are the guys
wild.
Just saying that to seem not like they're not?
No, like they think about it. They're like, I thought about it yesterday.
Why? I haven't thought about it in.
Have you? You don't think so? Because maybe you have.
I mean, maybe think every time I think about Jesus and how much I love him and how he died for our sins and stuff. And
I also think of aqueducts a lot.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
And I do think about rendering unto Caesar what is Caesar's.
Yeah, of course. I like how he would dress up like a beggar one day a year.
Yeah.
I do that too.
Me too.
Yeah.
I dress up like Caesar dressing up as a beggar.
Yep. Where I have a little crown and I put makeup over it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you stand by the freeway.
I color it the same color as my hair.
So do sing this song.
All right. So this will be an original song that people can use. So it's like if you have two babies that are friends, if you have a baby and a dog that are friends, it's like always these
a baby
kind of
and an ant.
If you have like a, well,
that'd
dog,
be a crazy
and, dog and a cat that, yeah. Although there are videos of kids saying hello to bugs, which is really funny to me.
That's cute.
Yeah. It's adorable.
It's so sweet.
Hi.
So if you have
saying hello to an ant,
two hats that are friends.
Fuck.
Two hats next to each other.
Sentient hats?
Pixar? No, they don't have to be sentient.
Pixar hats?
Sentient.
The Secret Life of Hats?
Secret
what
life.
Do they get up to when we're not around?
Well, that's what we don't know. And what we can never know unless we turn a camera on them.
What if we did a parody of cats called Hats? And it was all about the different types of hats.
Like a cowboy hat.
And a beanie.
Oh, I think it would be terrible.
Baseball cap.
You said, as terrible
if,
as
what
cats?
What if we did this? Yes, I think it would be worse than cats.
Would it be like the actors are wearing a hat and they're representing the hat? Or is it big hats that move around on stage?
Well, that's Lidsville.
Yeah.
Yes.
Welcome to Lidsville.
Did Lidsville, they were all big hats or it was just the one hat that he fell into?
No, they were all big hats.
They're all big hats.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
There was a Sid and
Marty
Croft.
Lidsville. Or Lids is what I'm thinking.
You're thinking of Lids. So let go backwards, and that made sense to you when he said that's
yeah,
like
Lidsville. No, I thought it was a joke. Like, that's Lidsville. It's like,
thank
oh, yeah,
you.
Welcome to Lidsville, where everything's hats.
Forget it, Jake. It's Lidsville. Lidsville was a Sid and Marty Croft joint. The people that
with
brought you
Charles Nelson Riley.
That brought me what?
Oh, HR Puffin stuff.
Oh, okay.
And it was
a kid goes into a magic store. There's a big giant hat in a closet, and he falls into it, and he gets transported to Lidsville, right? Yeah.
Which is that what you were going to say?
Which is a world of people, beings that are hats. So it's big hats.
So I guess the idea's been done.
With arms and legs and eyes, googly eyes.
How close were you to finishing your screenplay?
I had written like 99 pages, but it was really rough.
But the last page ain't one?
And it's called Capstown?
Yeah. It was called No Cap.
And there were no giant hats.
There were no
I think you're
hats.
Safe.
Okay, but that's but it's still derivative.
But every character keeps mentioning there are no giant hats anywhere.
Yeah. About a murder on a train.
Yeah.
By the way, there are no giant hats on this train.
Can I say that I will those Kenneth Branagh, Hercule Poirot movies?
Yeah. You're happy to take them over?
I will. Yeah. If he gets tired.
Similarly mustachioed.
Simmer down now.
They're not
good.
They're not good, but I will watch
everything. Similarly done now.
Have you watched the new one? Because
I haven't seen it yet. No.
The one genius thing was it looks like a horror movie, and then suddenly he shows up with that twirly mustache, and you're like, oh, shit, it's on.
Can you sing the song that you're going to sing?
Yes, here we go.
Okay.
I like you and you like me. We're just the bestest friends that ever could be. And some people may say we're not even the same species, but I say I like Reese's Pieces.
Whoa.
There you go.
So it's perfect. Branded.
Put that through the hopper.
Yeah.
So you're not
sponsored by Reese's Pieces.
It doesn't matter that you some people say we're not
Reese's
the same
pieces,
species.
Yeah.
I'm not answering whether we are or we're not. I'm
That's
just
right.
going to say I like Reese's pieces.
Lauren, exactly.
Yeah.
It this doesn't matter what species I am. I like Reese's pieces.
So is this song exclusively then not for two human babies?
No, it could be.
Because the people who say they're not the same species, they're just insane people.
Can
I or
say,
they're rude.
You were talking about Reese's pieces.
Yes, I was.
On your show.
Yes.
Stay at Homekins. And my whole life, I've been bothered by the Reese's Pieces people, but right now, I'm actually going, what am I so upset about? That's cute.
It is cute.
You know? What do I care?
Yeah,
It's cute.
Why are you up in so much? It's so hard. Life is so hard.
Why do I care?
Life is so hard. We should all just get along with each other and not be annoyed by anything.
There's so many worse things.
Than saying Reese's Pieces.
Although it's really bad.
Even though it's really clear that Reese's
and, it's like
and
nails
pieces are two normal
chalkboard.
Words, whereas Reese's and pieces are not two normal
And you have
words.
To be an idiot to get that wrong.
Okay, but when you think about Robert Blake shooting his wife, is Reese's pieces that bad?
Yes,
what?
Honestly.
Like, those are really different scenarios in which both things are really bad.
If Robert Blake were to shoot you for saying that, I would acquit him.
Oh, come on. What about Oppenheimer, who was like, I created the bomb. Why didn't I do it?
But
that
did
guy
he,
sucks.
But if he said Reese's Pieces,
I would bomb
I'd be like, that's kind of cute.
Thank you, Laura. That's all I'm all over the place. That's all I want to
do. My opinions are all over the place. Should we play a game?
Yeah.
This game is called Celebrity Hunt.
We haven't played it in a while.
Haven't played it in a while.
Now, the way it works is one person will say a celebrity's name. We all say hunt together because we're on the hunt for
and
the
next celebrity. And the first person is forced to say a celebrity's name?
Yeah, at knife point.
Yeah, none of us want to do it.
No.
We love playing the game, but nobody wants to be the first person to start.
It's really a tough position to be in.
Yeah.
But then the next person has to say a celebrity that starts with the last letter of the previous celebrity's name.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And it's a celebrity, not a fictional character. Is that true?
That's true.
Okay.
That is true.
I don't think we've ever come across that issue.
Can we do fictional characters?
No!
No!
Why?
Bitch!
Why,
you
bitch?
No, shut up,
you
fucking asshole.
Can't do fictional characters, bitch.
Mr. Freddy Krueger.
Hello, bitch. Mr. Freddy Krueger. Did he do it that much? Or was he just in one movie?
I don't know.
He said, hello, bitch.
Hello, bitch. He started to get...
That's really funny.
Freddy started to get a little too... He was a little too full of himself.
I would like to count the B words. Don't trust the B.
In apartment 20.
I would love to count them in each movie and see. Oh. You know how they count the F words
of
in...
all time or just Freddy Krueger?
Just Freddy Krueger.
Okay.
I would love to see like stats on, okay, in Nightmare on Elm Street, he said it once. In two, he said it three times.
Do you think that's not look upable already? I bet it is.
Let's see. How many times has Freddy Krueger?
First lifetime and
how
then
many
individually.
Times has
it's like
Freddy
baseball games.
Krueger
we're looking up.
It's like baseball games.
Bitch.
And I sit there with a scorecard.
Yeah.
Oh, well, here's
there's
a,
one.
I will say here's a supercut of him calling it.
That's what I want. I want to hear
here
this.
Here we go. Ready?
Yeah. The prime time, bitch.
Jesus.
I've been guarding my gate for a long time, bitch.
Didn't you just
see,
say that?
Bitch. Bon appetit, bitch. this, bitch.
Pick a pet for the rough rat, bitch.
What?
Let me handle this, bitch. His voice is too deep.
By the way, his makeup.
Let me see him.
His makeup gets worse and worse with each passing movie. Like, they spent less time on it. That's it.
Yeah. All right. I liked it.
I would say if you're making a supercut, also, like, let's balance the sound levels.
Try.
Yeah.
Please
come
try.
Come on, bitch.
Come on.
I want to just play it for my friends without it being, like, loud, quiet. It's
like, by the end, it looks like Tommy Lee Jones' Two-Face levels of makeup, where it's just, like, slap something on for 45
I'm
minutes.
I'm really familiar with that at this time.
It's so Tommy. But do you know the story that... They had this elaborate makeup plan for Tommy Lee Jones.
No. Like it was going to look awesome.
Yeah. And then like on the day he was like, no, you're not putting that shit on my face.
What?
And so they just slaps like a plastic thing on his face that took 45 minutes to glue on. Yeah.
That's wild.
They were like, no, this is going to take 4 hours. And he's like, absolutely not.
It is crazy thinking,
also
like, when
like,
people spend like half, like 6 hours in the makeup chair, work for like 2 hours and then like like 5 hours taking it off or whatever. It's
if
like,
you're a Klingon and then you have to go there and then all you get to
or
say
a Ferengi?
Is...
Oh.
Or a Ferengi? And all you get to say is, I like gold brass platinum.
Yeah.
Ferengi are like space Jews?
Please.
That's not okay, whatever you just said.
I'm just saying it's not okay.
No, it's not a... Look.
Ferengi are not okay, right? The depiction... I mean, the depiction of them.
Ferengi are not okay. wait.
Can we just go
fuck?
Into the safety of Celebrity Hunt?
Please. Celebrity Hunt. So somebody will say a celebrity. Then the next person has to say the name of a celebrity that begins with the last letter of the previously named celebrity.
And you only have a second. Well, we drone the word hunt.
That's right.
And is there a rhythm to it? I don't remember.
No, you just gotta keep it moving.
Okay,
just gotta keep it moving.
We gotta go.
Is there a rhythm to catch? You don't get the ball and then just sit there for 5 minutes before you throw it back.
That sounds fun. Do you want to play?
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Where one person holds the ball for 5 minutes?
That sounds so relaxing.
Let's do it.
All right. Who would like to start?
I'm gonna start.
Okay.
All right. And then which way are we going?
Scott.
Cloaca-wise.
Yeah, where the egg comes out the pussy. Anne Hathaway, Hunt.
Yanny.
Hunt.
Adele Dazeev. Adina Menzel.
Hunt.
Lorenzo Lamas.
Hunt. Sylvester Stallone.
Hunt.
Eric Stoltz.
Hunt. Zane Billy.
Hunt. Can you really go backwards?
Okay. Oh, come on. On Z or an X, you can.
You can?
Just on Z or X, you can.
I'm just saying okay. Right now, because
okay.
That's really hard.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So Zane Billy. Okay. yeah. What's her name? Who plays Maggie on... Not Maggie. Lisa Elma. Simpson.
We can't do this.
Come on.
You're out.
Hunt.
You don't have to be out. Let's just keep going.
All right. Fine.
Yeah. Yasmin Bleeth.
Hunt.
Harry Anderson.
Hunt. Natalie Wood.
Hunt. Doritos.
No.
What the
Doritos?
Your rule is you can never get out.
Danny Doritos.
But you also don't do any
Danny
real
Doritos.
Answers.
Go. Hunt. Danny Doritos.
Hunt. Samantha Morton.
Who's
Hunt.
That? Hunt.
She was in Broken Arrow.
Niall Horan.
Hunt.
One Direction.
Nevea.
What?
Ending with an H.
Soap?
No.
The hand cream?
The soap.
She's a mononym. Nevea.
What?
You don't get to
shit up. What the
fuck? You're out.
She's a professional wrestler.
You're out. You didn't even know. You're out. You're out.
Ends with an H.
This motherfucker is like, is there a pace to this game?
He's out. You can come back.
I'm not out.
You can come back.
Okay, I'll come back.
You can come back. But not right now.
No, I'll come back.
No,
when it's my turn.
No.
Where should I go from?
No.
H.
H?
Yeah, clearly from Nevea.
Herman's Hermits.
All of them.
Shannon Bador.
Okay, so who's Bador?
From Real Housewives.
Is it in with a
R?
R. Richard Roundtree.
Hunt. Elijah Wood.
Hunt. Don Rickles.
Hunt. Susan Sarandon.
Hunt. Nolan, Christopher.
Hunt. Robin Williams.
Hunt. Stephanie Powers.
Hunt. Soupy Sanders.
Oh my God.
Sales.
I was close. So weird to hear you say that.
It didn't seem right.
That's so a cross between Soupy Sales and Colonel Sanders.
Exactly.
Yeah. I would love to see that. Where like Soupy
Sales. Oh
my Sales,
God, I'd love to see that.
Instead of making soup, he made chicken.
He makes chicken and
instead of soup.
Yeah, which he did make.
Yep, every day.
Okay, let's start over.
Soupy is a wild nickname.
We're gonna go from
it really is.
We're gonna go counterclockwise.
It's like, are you talking about your diarrhea?
My diarrhea is hard and pebblish.
All right, here we go. Ready? I'll start.
Okay.
Evan Dando.
Hunt.
Well, I was supposed to be me next. I said we're going the other way.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah, good. It's too bad.
That's why you didn't say anything.
But I was just saying that so that it's clear. Orlando Bloom.
Hunt. Madison Cawthorn.
Hunt.
Nevea.
You can't repeat them.
What?
Yeah, can't repeat them.
Okay. Nermal.
Hunt. That's a fictional character.
He's a celebrity.
Not a person.
But he's famous.
Lauren Holly.
Hunt. Yves Saint Laurent.
Hunt.
Tiramisu.
Oh my fucking.
I'm just thinking of desserts and things to eat. We shouldn't do this right before lunchtime.
So true.
I always think of tiramisu when I'm hungry.
What's for lunch? Tiramisu?
Okay, you're out again.
Hunt.
Okay, wait. Whoa.
You.
Okay, Danny DeVito.
Hunt. Oliver Hudson.
Hunt. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Hunt. Nick Nolte.
Hunt. Evan Rachel Wood.
Hunt. Diane von Furstenberg.
Hunt. Gregory Hines.
Hunt.
Stanley.
Hunt. Edgar Wright.
Hunt.
Tina Turner.
Hunt.
Robin Wright Penn.
Hunt.
Natalie Imbruglia.
Hunt.
Anthony Anderson.
Hunt.
So many N's.
We always run into this. Nick Lachey.
Hunt. Yvonne Orji.
Hunt.
Hunt. Yvonne Orji. I. She's from Insecure.
Yeah, man. Hunt. Iggy Azalea.
Hunt.
Anna Paquin.
Hunt.
More N's.
I'm sorry.
A lot of Neils, a lot of...
Neil Armstrong.
Hunt.
Greg. Greg. Greg?
Greg.
Greg.
Just Greg.
Greg.
Greg, comma Clark.
Greg Berlanti.
Greg Berlanti.
Is that somebody?
I mean, he is somebody.
That's somebody real. Yeah.
Celebrity. Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Celebrity hunt. Greg Berlanti. Hunt. Isla Fisher.
Hunt.
Rita Rudner.
Hunt.
Robert Redford.
Hunt.
Diane Keaton.
Hunt.
I'll give you a name.
Neil Long.
Hunt.
Gina Gershon.
Hunt. Neo Vardalos.
Hunt. Sam Shepard.
Hunt. Dame Judi Dench.
Hunt. Helen Hunt. Hunt.
Oh, that's the way you win.
Yeah. Oh, that one?
Yeah, you won because you said Helen Hunt.
True. Once you get to Helen Hunt, you win.
There's no way out of it.
There's no way out. We could have gone forever.
Listen, if you'd like to send us Threacher, write to Threach. No. Write to freedomusa@gmail.com. And if you'd like to call us, leave us a voicemail, ask us for advice, give us a conversational prompt, or just compliment us, you can call us at Hag Claims 8. It's great.
It's great.
And Paul, do you have live shows coming up?
Man, do I ever.
Yeah.
When are people hearing this?
Thursday.
Thursday, tonight. The Neighborhood Listen Live. We're doing it at Dynasty Typewriter. It's going to be in person and live streamed 7:30 p.m. Pacific. Me, Nicole Parker, Brett Morris, and our special guest, Mitra Juhari. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait. We're going to be doing, for the first time, we're going to be doing the show in costume.
Ooh.
We have created looks like for these characters.
Like, are you going to be Sam from Trick or Treat?
We're all going to be Sam from what?
Trick or Treat?
From Trick or Treat.
Mm.
And
that'll be good because we'll be able to see our faces.
Exactly. And at the end of the night, we take our bags off.
And everyone is like, has guessed which one is which?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And if you guessed correctly, you win the bags that have been on our heads
for
an hour plus.
Free COVID.
Free COVID
for everyone.
Free COVID. Cool. So that's this Thursday. Then October 9th.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. Uh-huh. Special thing is happening.
That's like a Monday?
I think so.
Why do you know the days?
I know something's happening on the 7th.
Okay.
Oh, there he goes.
That's how he figured it out.
He figured it out.
Da-da-dum.
He figured it out.
Super Ego and Wild Horses are once again joining forces. We're going to do a show that we were going to do right before lockdown.
Yeah.
And it is an improvised murder mystery, and it is called Whom Has Done It?
It's going to be really exciting.
This will also be live in person and live streamed to the world.
Yes.
You can get all the details at paulftompkins.com/live, including Variotopia in Brooklyn. Late shows, still some tickets left, but they are going quickly.
Mm. Nice. So, you know, I'm doing a bunch of random shows lately. You just have to follow my Instagram to see what they are, because I don't know off the top of my old dome piece. but I will say my friend Arden Marine is on tour on the East Coast this fall, and she's got a show coming up in Philly, which I wanted to promote. It's in October. You have to go to her page to find out what the heck that is, but she's really funny, and you should go see her. She's doing New York dates, a couple other towns, but I know Philly is coming up soon.
Oh, okay. I was wondering why you were targeting that one specifically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's coming up.
It's coming up.
Coming up.
Like a flower.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have nothing.
Great. Oh, come on. What about all your other podcasts?
Well, Adam Scott and I started the Springsteen Show.
Right.
So you can listen to that, where it's called You Springing Springsteen on My Bean.
What was the face you made when you said that title? Do you like it or you don't like it?
Half and half.
Did you guys have, you have to vote on these, right? You have to workshop.
Yeah, unfortunately, we each have one vote and they...
No, is that true?
Yeah, and we're always tied.
You know what? I'll just say, because I looked it up. Yeah. Arden's at Union Hall 921. She's at Philadelphia City Winery 1012.
City Winery?
Then
God,
she's in Bethesda, Maryland on October 13th and City Good Winery in Boston on October 18th.
Doing the whole City Winery
tour.
Too many
tour.
Just
got to
go
City's
see
Why didn't she do it in
live.
New York, City Winery?
She did Union Hall and City Winery.
Okay.
Can you call Arden and tell her to switch?
Yeah. Anyway, just promoting my friend.
That's very nice of you. I'm not doing that.
No. Although I do want to promote Arden Marine.
Just in general.
Just in general, yeah. I saw her in What Women Want the other day.
Really?
Yes.
That's funny. I haven't seen that since I've known her, so I'd have to.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it's always fun when you
Yeah, watch the whole thing just for her one line.
Yeah, I would love to.
What is that line?
Is she one of the people who's like thinking something that he can hear?
Yeah, I think so. I can't
Ooh,
remember
fun.
Anymore.
I'll ask her.
Well, that's going to do it for us for God this episode damn. Of Threedom. Can you, this season too.
Hopefully it's not the series finale.
It better not be. And if it is, we'll miss you
We
guys.
Ended on at least a plug for Arden Marine shows.
I know, isn't that random? But hey.
It's like we finally fulfilled our purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I was
course,
done promoting my own things to the point now where I must promote others.
Yeah. Must promote others. So you understand the rules. If you want the show to continue, you have to send physical postcards to Colin Anderson.
Yeah. He loves them. By the way,
who wouldn't? I would love to get a bunch of physical postcards.
Oh my God.
Not really.
No.
Oh no. Yeah, your friend, although we're different, everybody says that we get along. Hey, you're my friend, and everyone else can go to hell. That's what I said. Go to hell, hell, hell. Everybody go to hell, hell, hell. If you're not my friend, go to hell, hell, hell. I don't like you, go to hell.
Nice.
Oh no, oh no, oh no, 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 no.
Okay, we'll see you next time.
We love you very much.